Mark Elgart, the CEO of Sachs's parent company, said by December 31st, the board will need to develop a plan for student achievement, improve the district's finances, and demonstrate effective governance. The biggest challenge for the board could be getting a handle on the budget, which is operating at a deficit. Elgart said any potential cuts should start furthest from the classroom.
Quite frankly, you've gutted the classrooms, if you want my professional opinion, in DeKalb County. One of your challenges is to restore the type of resources and support and direction assistance that classrooms need to be successful.
Elgart also said since taxes remain flat, the board will need to think of new sources of revenue. And he said for achievement to improve, stable leadership is a must.
You cannot have the superintendent position be a rotating position. If you have the right person, you need that person in place for a long time to make a difference in a system of this magnitude and complexity. You need a stable board.
Elgart said it's not likely the district will regain full accreditation by their December deadline, but interim superintendent Michael Thurmond remained optimistic.
There are different levels of probation, and what we're looking to do is to actually continue to improve and move from the probationary status to warning and to ultimately high achieving. So there are various stages in the probationary process. So there is room for improvement, and that's what we're looking for.
Elgart said it will take 3 to 5 years to turn the system around. It's unclear if Thurmond will be around that long. Last night, he said he would not stay past his one-year contract and said he's focused on getting the district back on track. Martha Dalton, WABE News.